Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your midday brief for Tuesday, December 20th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Wells Fargo has reached a $3.7 billion deal with regulators to resolve allegations that it harmed more than 16 million customers by illegally assessing fees and interest charges on deposit accounts, as well as loans for cars and homes. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says the bank's actions spanned over a decade and that some consumers had their vehicles illegally repossessed while others had overdraft fees unlawfully applied. In a statement, Wells Fargo's CEO said the agreement is part of the company's work to transform its operating practices and put the issues behind it. Russian President Vladimir Putin made a rare admission today that the war in Ukraine is facing obstacles. Putin described the situation in Ukrainian territories that the Kremlin claims to have annexed as, quote, extremely difficult. Putin's comments come as Russia launched fresh waves of drone attacks against Ukraine, where the country has struggled to repair damaged energy infrastructure and millions are without power. And we report exclusively that Delta is expected to begin rolling out free wireless internet for its passengers as soon as next year. That's according to people familiar with the matter. Delta joins a crowded field of airlines working to upgrade their in-flight Wi-Fi service with an eye toward offering it free of charge. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.